Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I asked myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? Answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. True, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who?
Everyone who hears the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is given an invitation. All people on earth who are privileged to hear the words of the crucified and risen Savior are invited by Him to be blessed beyond any possible gift ever given to mankind. Listen to Jesus. These are His very words, and they are recorded for us in the Gospel of John. Speaking to a religious leader named Nicodemus, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him." Found in John 3:16-17. Did you take notice that Jesus said God sent his Son into the world so that whoever believes? That makes his invitation universal. It is given to every person of every nation. No race, creed, or language prevents any individual from receiving it. It does not matter one's age or socioeconomic status. The Lord's invitation is not based upon whether one is a God-fearing, moral person, living in good conscience of doing what is right in the sight of God, or it is one who is selfish, ungodly, living a life without regard to right and wrong. You see, everyone is on an equal plane. The invitation is offered to all. Another point from the invitation in John 3:16 and 17, that it says, God so loved the world. His love is not selective in any way. The Creator loves His creation. He made man, and He made him in His own image. The Bible tells us that when He created man, He said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. And so a part of the nature of the designer and creator of everything we see and know has been placed upon us and within us. God formed man out of the dust of the earth and then breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, the book says. And man then became a living being or a living soul. Nothing else in all creation was made in such a fashion. Please note that in the beginning, nothing identified man more than the image of God upon him. And whoever included men and women, the creation records how that God made man both male and female. And this was the only distinguishing difference within man. God made Adam and then formed Eve out of the rib taken from Adam's side. God then united them as husband and wife. In their union together, they met each other's needs. Now, returning to the invitation for everyone in the world, we become aware of the fallen nature of man. Sin separated man from the perfect relationship made by God in the beginning. God offers the invitation to prevent the soul from perishing. Because of sin, we live under the curse and condemnation of it. Genesis records how sin entered into the lives of both Eve and Adam. It records the curse of death. And banished from the Garden of Eden, forbidden to have access to the tree of life, death then would come to mankind. The invitation is offered to provide a victory over death. Since no one will escape death and judgment, God, in His rich mercy, has offered every living soul opportunity to be saved and to live forever with Him. The Apostle Paul shares these inspired words about God's provisions from Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 5. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. The apostle goes on to share that in the text that we access God's grace through our faith. So back to our text that declares that everyone, no matter who we are, is invited to receive God's mercy. It isn't something anyone deserves. If it were something that we deserved, it would not be an act of mercy. God's invitation is indeed an act of mercy for everyone. There is a condition stated in this invitation. No one, no matter who we are, will be saved from perishing without faith in Jesus Christ. We must believe. And let me define this faith by saying we must believe in what? Once again, we return to that text of John 3:16, 17. Nicodemus is further told in verse 18, he who believes in Him, that is Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, is not judged. He who does not believe in Him has been judged already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see, the only separation in God's eyes is based upon whether one believes in His Son or does not believe in Him. Now, to make clear that this faith is far more than simply believing in the Lord's claim, we read the following verses about how people are separated from either perishing or having eternal life. Jesus said, "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God." This tells of how our faith brings us into harmony with the teachings of truth that Jesus has brought. Well, this message today is to help everyone know that you have an invitation. An invitation from God to lay hold and to claim eternal life by believing in Jesus, his Son. For everyone listening today who have accepted the invitation by giving your heart, mind, and soul to Jesus, then rejoice in the hope that you now have in the eternal home for your soul. And for anyone hearing about this invitation who has not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ by a faith leading to repentance and a surrender to baptism in the Lord's name for the remission of sins, consider this message another invitation to you. We will be praying and hoping that you will come to faith to the saving of your soul. You see, God sent Jesus to save you.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.